Why strong AI oversight and governance will shape the future of SA's financial services. Chinal Subramani, Group Senior Compliance Manager, MLCO, at Yellowcard. Artificial intelligence, AI, has become deeply woven into every aspect of financial services, from customer onboarding and fraud detection to transaction monitoring, sanction screening, and risk assessment. However, one of the consequential shifts that comes with AI adoption is not technological but regulatory. As AI begins to perform tasks traditionally carried out by compliance officers, financial institutions must recognize that AI is no longer merely a productivity tool, it is a governance obligation. When an algorithm determines whether a customer is onboarded or whether a transaction is suspicious, it is effectively making a regulated decision, and these outcomes carry legal and financial consequences. They must therefore be governed with the same rigor applied to any other compliance control. Clear ownership, documented validation, continuous monitoring, and the ability to explain decisions to regulators are now essential. The era of treating AI as a technical add-on is over. It has become a core component of the compliance environment. A multi-regulator future for AI oversight. South Africa's emerging national AI policy framework reinforces this shift. Rather than adopting a single, centralized AI act, government has opted for a sector-specific, multi-regulator model. This means AI governance will be embedded within the mandates of existing regulators, such as the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, FSCA, the Prudential Authority, the South African Reserve Bank, SARB, and the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, each of which already supervises financial institutions. Recent regulatory publications have been clear that strong data governance, board-level oversight, and transparency are required when AI influences decisions affecting consumers. Forward-thinking organizations are treating this guidance as effectively binding and building model inventories, validation processes, and explainability documentation now, rather than waiting for formal rules to land in 2026 or 2027. Those that act early will extend their existing governance capabilities rather than scramble to build them under regulatory pressure. Governance by design. Embedding governance from the outset is not simply best practice, it is a practical necessity. Retrofitting controls after deployment is consistently more expensive, slower, and more disruptive. AI models drift as data changes, meaning behavior at launch may differ significantly a year later, so without monitoring built in from day one, organizations often discover issues only when an auditor, regulator, or customer complaint forces them to. Reconstructing documentation, unwinding flawed models, or repairing customer trust is far costlier than designing governance upfront. Governance by design is not a bureaucratic hurdle, but rather an accelerator that prevents future bottlenecks, reduces regulatory friction, and ensures that innovation does not outpace accountability. Innovation and compliance are not opposites. There is a persistent misconception that innovation and compliance sit at opposite ends of a spectrum. In reality, the organizations that innovate fastest over time are usually those with the strongest governance, because robust oversight enables regulators and banking partners to say yes to a new license application or a banking partnership that lets a fintech plug into existing payment rails, and to trust that an automated decision was made responsibly. Weak governance risks not just a fine, but a no, at exactly the moment that matters most. A risk-based approach is essential, but not all AI use cases carry the same consequences. A model that personalizes marketing content does not require the same scrutiny as one influencing credit decisions or suspicious transaction reports. Mapping AI systems by the severity of their outcomes allows institutions to scale oversight proportionately, applying heavier controls where legal or financial risk is highest, and lighter friction where it is not. Engaging regulators early also strengthens innovation. South Africa's regulators have shown a willingness to consult rather than dictate, creating space for industry expertise to shape emerging frameworks. Data protection, explainability, and accountability form the three pillars of trustworthy AI. POPIA compliant data practices are the foundation, No model built on poorly governed data can ever be trusted. Explainability transforms opaque outputs into defensible decisions, and if a compliance officer cannot explain why a model flagged or cleared a transaction, the model becomes a liability rather than a safeguard. Accountability closes the loop by ensuring a named owner, often at board level, remains responsible for performance over time. For a deeper view into how these principles are evolving across the continent, Yellowcard's 2026 report on data protection and artificial intelligence governance in Africa offers a comprehensive analysis of emerging regulatory trends and practical governance approaches. The future of stablecoin payments. These governance principles are vital to scaling stablecoin-powered cross-border payments. While stablecoins can make African remittances faster, cheaper, and more accessible, they depend on trusted compliance frameworks, including consistent KYC, calibrated monitoring, travel rule compliance, and clear escalation paths. South Africa can lead the continent in responsible financial innovation. Institutions that embed governance into AI and digital payment infrastructure from the outset will scale with confidence, earn regulatory trust, and shape the next era of financial services. Those that treat governance as an afterthought will be constrained by the risks they failed to manage. Ends. Author at Chanel Subramani, Yellowcard Plus posts BioShare on your socials.